Next up is June Cressy, one last time. June.
One last time. Whether she called or I did, her greeting was always the same. Hey, June. The hey took a long rise and then dropped down into a deep chasm of June. It was a musical two-note chant. My response was often, yo, what up, Lance? It was so 25 years ago, and it was no different tonight, the night before her surgery. I pulled out my phone. Hey, June. Yo, wanted to catch you before bedtime. How you feeling? I'm a little nervous, but the doctor isn't concerned. Well, that's good. Give Don my number so he can text me. Yeah, I did that already. Right now I have to drink a gallon of water. Do you know how hard it is to drink a gallon of water? Do you know how much a gallon of water is? We both laughed out loud. You gotta be up all night peeing your brains out and be totally wasted by morning. I know. She was writing her bio for volume 13 of A Year in Ink, deciding on first person or third. We were going to read our published pieces together again in June. Well, let me know when you want company. My sister's coming Thursday, and a retired friend is going to help. So maybe sometime next week. Okay, don't wet the bed. We laughed again. I love you. Love you too. Later. I woke up thinking healing thoughts. Later, I got a text from Don with a photo of Nancy lying back in the hospital bed, one arm under her head, and the other one holding a little carton of apple juice she was sipping on. Don's message said, Nancy is doing well after successful surgery this morning. I texted back, thanks, Don. Give her a gentle hug for me. Looking good. Later, I texted her, hope you got a good night's sleep. No response. The next evening, I texted her, did the drugs wear off? Hope it doesn't hurt too much. No response. Friday afternoon, I texted Don. Hope she's doing good. A couple hours later, he replied, she's been out of it for a couple days and trying to get her strength. Hopefully better tomorrow. Thanks, hope so. Give her a hug. Noon the next day, a phone message. Call me when you can. I called back and got his answer message and a text simultaneously. Can I call you later? Yes, anytime. My phone rang and I pulled into an open spot and parked. Are you home? No, I'm in OB on my way to get a bagel and sit by the ocean. Are you driving? No, I parked. A blur of words. Complications. She didn't make it. 25 years of friendship, different writing groups, editing anthologies, doing readings, and the most important thing was picking up my phone and laughing together and saying I love you. Good words. One last time.